My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, on Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, hour number two, Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. Willie Colon, the former Steeler and Jet offensive lineman. Bill Ford, tough studio. We'll get to Team USA in a second. I was just telling the guys that, you know, I've been on this, like, high-protein diet for 6 or 7, 8 weeks now.
What does that mean? All
means,
shakes?
No. Just
meat, eat meat.
Meat. Eat meat.
I guess it's almost 2 months, actually. It's 7 weeks. Without pasta, bread, you know, things like that.
I'm a sucker for pasta, man.
Yeah, well, so was I. And, you know, I've had no candy, no cookie, no candy, none of that stuff.
Are you prepping your own stuff, though?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, absolutely, which has been great. And I actually feel really good. The problem, as I was telling the guys, though, is I've noticed that the bathroom habits have changed.
Oh, you're dropping loaves.
To where...
No, he's not. Not eating loaves or dropping them.
I don't even know what that means. I'll just tell you, there's nothing dropping. I'll say that.
And that's tough.
Very strange. And you feel good, but you get a little concerned. Like, where is it? Because it's sitting there somewhere. So, anyhow, I know.
Well, don't sneeze too hard.
At least not till 10, right?
Right.
Please get out of the studio first.
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God. So you got your donut issues, and I had them, and I've had this issue now. So hopefully, well, I tell you, I can't go to the doctor soon enough.
Yeah.
Coming up this week. Anyhow.
You made sure to what a miner's look in there. Like, yeah.
Gotta get it out of there. Something like that. Oh, man. Anyhow, so we referenced it because Peter played the highlights. Team USA last night or yesterday in Paris, the game against Serbia, against a team that they had played a couple of times.
Yeah.
Before the game, you heard Steve Kerr, if you watched any of his press conference, say this is going to be our toughest challenge to date because they know us now, having played them a couple of times. You've got arguably one of the best players in the NBA and most dominant players, and Jokic on the other side. You've got Bogdanovic who can light it up from the outside. And yet I heard all that, and I was even like, knock it off. You've got this team is ridiculous. And yet it was a 17-point game, and they were down. But, boy, that fourth quarter is everything that you thought Team USA is and could be. And I know even you were impressed with the comeback and the win.
Yeah, Steph Curry saved the night, dropping 36 points. But I think, to me, watching them play as a unit was probably most impressive. I mean, Joel Embiid, he doesn't get enough credit. I mean, he should get more credit than Steph because, I mean, for him to really neutralize Joker, and at the end of the day, he was money. KD was money. LeBron was great. Yep. Steph was out of his mind. They played together. There was no verbal cues. It was just go. It was almost like watching the Avengers in real time. At one point, there was 5 MVPs on the floor.
Yeah.
And they all played like it.
So, I mean, the majority of the fourth quarter, I wrote this down because you had, to your point, you had LeBron, KD, you had Steph Curry, Joel Embiid, and Devin Booker on the floor. I mean, who can come? You would think, and I give the Serbian team a lot of credit. And again, Jokic is there. I get it, but you would think just based on those five, you win by 50 points. It's that dynamic. Jason Tatum didn't log a second in this game.
Yeah, but sometimes we forget the other team has pride too.
I understand.
You know, there's this perception because of, I know Al was in here. He was talking about the 92 Dream Team and how dominant they were. Well, like, yeah, but the group we have now, valid, they're the best of the best. They are our Navy SEALs as far as basketball. However, you talk about Jokic, Bogdanovic, these guys are representing their country. And their mindset is right on par with USA. We're coming out here to win. We're not going to take a step back because LeBron James is on the court or because of Steph isn't. We're coming to get this thing. So I'm not surprised Serbia came out with a fight and they was really trying to dethrone USA in the facet they tried to. But listen, you got Joel Embiid, KD, Steph, LeBron, the whole gang, and they play like the way they played last night. Nobody's beating them.
No, and you had, there was the one drive, where LeBron went coast to coast, took contact and spun in that little reverse, which was, I mean, the guy's in his late 30s now. And in mid to late 30s, he still looks like he can play at such a high level. You mentioned the, that's the one there.
Yep.
You mentioned the one with Durant off the right side where he gets chopped from underneath, still makes the shot, which was incredible. The slide to the right and the jumper is like silky smooth. And then you look at the bench. And this is, I guess this is my point when, because you mentioned the, you know, you got the five MVPs on the court at one time, Hall of Famers, yep, all this. You look at the bench, how these guys are into it. Like, Anthony Davis isn't playing at this point, and he couldn't be more into the game.
Him, between him, the Ant-Man, Anthony, yes, Edwards, all these guys are literally jumping up and down. I think Steph, when he hit his final three, I think he tied Carmelo Anthony's record for most three-pointers in an Olympic game. I think when you look at the way they're pushing each other, cheering each other on, there are no egos. I mean, these guys are coming to win, and they understand the standard in which they have to play in. Like, this is gold or nothing. And they played like it last, yep, night, and which was rewarding to see.
Now, next for them will be France. And I don't expect this to be as much. It won't be easy, because I'll tell you why in a second. But I don't expect it to be as difficult as this game was, because you are right. Serbia came out with a purpose for sure. And France will, too. And I know that.
Right.
But you've got Batum, Wembanyama, Gobert, Fournier, Ntilikina. So you've got NBA players for sure on this, too. But not to the level of what Team USA has.
No. The worst thing is, like, you don't want to see them perform the way they performed last night and then drop a dud. And France is a good team. You know, they understand they're going to come out with a fight. But I think, even like talking about yesterday, like Embiid started that run. You know, he was went seven. I mean, he had a baseline dunk yesterday and actually did a, like when he landed, like did a cart, like he folded on his head. And I thought Embiid blew his leg, but he popped up like he was, yep, a spring chicken. So those guys had the energy. They'll be ready to go. I think it's just a matter of those guys continue to play at a high level and not get so far down.
Now, if you're, and it's a serious question, you're a Sixers fan.
I am not a Sixers.
No. I'm saying if you're a Sixers fan.
Okay.
And this has nothing to do with wanting America to win. Forget that for a second. You're a diehard 76ers fan, and you watched Embiid really struggle through injury in the playoffs. I mean, there's not a question about it.
Well, we can admit he was out of shape.
He wasn't right. He just,
yeah,
wasn't right.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Then you see him play like that last night. You've got to be thinking, I mean, can we get him healthy for a run in the postseason and be the team we're supposed to be? And that's where, like, you know, as an NBA fan, I watch how hard they play and how much it means to them. That's great. All, yep, of that's great. Yet they get paid not tens, hundreds of millions of dollars, and you don't get that effort from them on an everyday basis. You don't.
Well, if you're Joel Embiid, your number one goal has to be getting the best shape of my life. Like, even Joker looked slim yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he's dropped probably 10 or 15 pounds. He looked way more mobile. He was able to get a couple dunks in the game. I think if you're Joel Embiid, you got to understand, if you want the Sixers to be in the Eastern Conference Finals, you're going to have to be in the best shape of your life, and hopefully you can get there.
Because they certainly have the talent to do so.
Poor
that we
George.
Know. As much as I love, yeah, what the Knicks have done, the Sixers are still a really good team. If he's healthy, man, he's tough to contend with without
There's
a
nobody
question.
Nobody messing with him in the East when he's on his game.
Real quick, Mark in North Carolina. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good, thanks. So I'm actually a weight loss physician, and I recommend high-protein diets to the majority of my patients, and constipation is a common side effect.
Right.
So what I usually recommend is to drink a lot of fluids, a lot of water.
Doing that.
To flush things through.
Yeah.
Increase physical activity as much as you can, which I hear you do a lot of golfing.
Trying, yeah.
Fiber supplements are going to be your best
too.
Friend.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Stool softener, and then you need to take like a laxative, as directed on the box, sometimes every day.
Get a little crazy.
Every day.
All right, you know what?
Hold on, if I may.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should Jerry give himself an enema?
I'm not going to go there. I would start with the powder form of laxative, but that's your business.
I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you very much. You couldn't wait to get that question in.
Jerry, I got to ask a question. While you're doing your business, are you anxious? Is there I got to get this out? Day five.
Not really doing any business at all.
Right, but the anticipation to do it may set you back.
It's almost like the end of the day comes. I'm like, another day just passed.
So you're not thinking about it?
No. It just hit me. Wow, a couple days. It's been a few days.
I mean, day five, it sounds like a doctor needs to be called.
I'm not there yet. I'm not at day five.
Okay.
But we're close. We are close, I will tell you that.
Is the wife worried?
No, she's not. Because I feel great, honestly. I do. Right. I feel great. All that's fine. There's just a couple of things that have been going on that not so good.
Yeah, I just feel like it's going to happen when you don't need it to happen.
Yeah, 9:20 when Craig calls in, it'll be Willie and Craig. Listen, you never know. When things will happen, so be it. What are you going to do? But a little odd for sure that's been going on. One other one on the basketball, just to wrap that up. Did you see what the Knicks did yesterday?
I'm happy for Jalen Brunson.
I am too, and I think what they did is great. I've never seen this before, though, where they had a formal ceremony for him. I don't even know what you call it. They had all these people together at the Garden. If anybody's not aware, it's very neat. And if I'm Jalen Brunson, I'm tickled to death that they think this much of me. They didn't do this for Aaron Judge when they named him captain.
They didn't do it for Jeter, right? Did they do something for Jeter?
So if anybody's not aware what we're talking about, they had a whole bunch of Nick Grayson. They had this, Dolan was there, Leon Rose was there, Tom Thibodeau was there. They had all the captains of New York with a video message to him that they played on the board at the Garden.
I know Patrick Ewing
was there.
Jalen was a kid.
Listen to these people that actually had a video tribute for Jalen Brunson for being named captain. Jeter, Rogers, Messier, David Wright, Eli Manning, Michael Strahan, and Clyde Frazier. And they had the pomp and circumstance. And again, I think it's a phenomenal honor for Jalen Brunson. No one deserves it more. I'm not taking anything away. All I'm saying is I've never seen that. I thought it was a little odd. It's great. Weird.
I just don't understand what you get from it, right? Listen, he should be celebrated. He's allowed the team to have some cap flexibility, with that said, he has been on, it's been documented. Before he signed with the Knicks, he studied Derek Jeter and Tom Brady. So he knows what it means to wear the C on your chest. I'm falling in love with him. I love everything he stands for. He's amazing. I love everything he stands for. If you're a young kid growing up in a city and you're looking for somebody,
it's him.
It's him, without a doubt. So, but I've never seen this. It almost looks like he's about to he's retiring.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what it looks like.
So that's the weird part of it.
And it's quite the opposite. And I know I'm one of the, I know we just met yesterday. So, I'm one of the few Net fans around here.
And are you?
I am. And yet.
So Cowboys, Nets?
Yeah.
Happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Did something happen?
I'm from
Al,
Jersey.
Am I missing something?
No. The Cowboy thing's,
Al, what am I missing?
You can chime in.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys, very popular in New Jersey still, I think.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so, and then Nets was New Jersey,
Worse
maybe.
Than New Jersey.
Yeah.
Hockey, who are we?
Devils.
Okay. Oh, so you're not off.
I still don't know who Jerry likes for baseball, though.
Well, I grew up a Met fan. I mean, I lost my way in the late 90s.
You lost your way. You dropped a flashlight.
No,
I
stopped watching during the strike. In 94, I stopped watching baseball.
You just gave up.
No, I was annoyed. And it took me a while to come back. And then I just started watching baseball.
And you're a baseball savant.
I'm not a baseball savant. I do enjoy the game as much as football, probably, though.
Okay.
That is true. So, anyway. Long story short, it pains me that I like watching Jalen Brunson. I love watching him play. I just think he's everything you want out of the position and out of a leader.
He is that, Al, you maybe you can agree with this, I know, Jerry. So I'm from the Bronx. Growing up in the Bronx, on my way to school, you would always get this.
How could Al relate to this?
Well, I'm sorry, Al. I'm like,
Bronx guy. Looking at me. We're having a moment. But my point is, when you on your way to when on my way to school, you used to get that blue cup of coffee, right? With the oh, little sure. plastic lid, and I used to get a butter roll. Mm-hmm. He's that grit. He's yes. the grit and grind that everyday 9 to 5. That's what he represents to me. So, and I haven't had that feeling since Oakley, Ewing, and Mace. So for him to kind of have that aura about him, it feels good. I don't feel that with Julius Randle. I don't feel that with Josh Hart gives me a little bit about getting that grit feeling.
Yeah.
But he is the true definition of grit.
You know what I love about him too? No excuses. Like at he all. Was banged up like crazy in the playoffs, and while we watched it, we knew it, he would not say it. And I love that. I do. I think it's great.
Because what's the excuse? You're going to get hurt playing.
And that's
sports.
Exactly what he said. Everybody's hurt.
Everybody's hurt.
Now, he was hurt more than most, but he would not use it as an excuse. So he is really something. And he seems like a really good dude as well. And those videos, if you saw them of him with his dad, when his dad's training him in the park, and I mean, just the work they put in, and it's really paying off for him.
I think the best line, I heard them do an interview together, and he said when Jalen was growing up, especially in high school, he said, listen, there's three things. You can have a sports life, social life, and academic life, but you can't have all three. Choose, right? And he was just like, all right, basketball in school.
Yeah.
The social life had to take a back seat, and Jalen even admitted, you know, my friends allowed me. They didn't make, they're like, oh, you know, they could have easily, you know, pushed me off the beaten path. He was like, no, they supported me and they allowed him to grow into the ball player he was able to be.
Which is pretty damn good. One more before the break. John and Wontaw. What's up, John?
Hey, Jerry. Hey, Willie, how are you?
What up?
I got the same issue as you. I recently, I'm down from 230 to 190, right?
Wow, that's a lot. So, good for you.
Yeah, and I don't work out. It was all in the gut. The big thing with me is I don't drink anyway. I haven't drank in like 30 years. I'm 53.
Right.
So, but I've gone like on 4 or 5 different occasions, like 5 days wow. without going. And
man, I would be so cranky.
My mother-in-law has this magic pill she got from the doctor. The only good thing is, like, I'm a clown at home with my wife and kids. So the only good thing about it is, when you do the little, right, yep, with the kids is, around, it comes out nice, beautiful, you know? So
I understand. I got you, John. Good luck, again. Continued success with the weight loss. Make sure you maintain
and that is talking colons with cologne.
There you go. And that's a good way. That was an interesting one. But he's down 40 pounds, John and Wontaw. Pretty good. All right, when we come back, we get Peter Schwartz in here. We'll get to some of the baseball at some point, too. Also a question, how old do you have to be before you realize you're too old to have a child?
Oh.
So another interesting story on that this morning in the newspaper. We'll get to that with Willie coming up later in the hour. And Craig Carton at 9:20-ish right here on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Sometimes the conversations off air are better than the conversations on air. But yeah, Bill Fortub Studio, Willie Colon, myself in for Boomer and Geo. The guys will be back. Well, actually, Boomer will be back on Monday. Geo will be back on Tuesday, where we will be at Jet Camp. So that's kind of cool next week. And then we'll be at Giant Camp the week after that. So football season is upon us. Kind of cool. Started last night with the preseason with the Giants. Here with all the details from everything going on in sports from yesterday is one Peter Schwartz.
What yes, sir, Jerry. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. We'll tip off at the Olympics. The USA men's basketball team found themselves trailing Serbia by 17 points in the semifinals. And then...
Micic! Can't respond. James, the rebound. Looking to run. Booker and Durant with him. James! Oh! LeBron James! Le Captain America putting the country on his back.
Captain America, Noah Eagle on NBC Olympics, USA over Serbia, 95-91. Steph Curry with 36 points. LeBron James, the fourth triple-double in Olympic history, as he had 16 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists. The USA will meet France on Saturday for the gold medal. The women's team will play Australia in the semifinals today, and that'll tip off at 11:30. Now to baseball and a soggy result for the Yankees.
0-1, line to the air, left field, drops in for a base hit. Coming in to score from third is Moniak. Verdugo will throw it in. RBI single for Zach Neto. It's his third hit of the night, and the Angels are ahead 9-1.
Is that the type of game, if you had tickets, you would have gone? Or would you have not?
No, I would have gone. If I had tickets and I was planning on going, I would go. Yeah,
no way I'm
sure.
Unless I'm sitting ledges and I can have the prime rib.
And you go inside every now and again?
I think the prime rib in Yankee Stadium is the best in the city.
I think if I had tickets and was planning on going and the game was being played, I would go. I can't guarantee I would stay for the whole game.
But you'd be there.
I'd be there. Good for you. Sure.
And do what?
Just be watch the game.
And watch the Yankees get beat up by the Angels?
Listen, I sat out at many Jet games in terrible weather and watched them lose game after game, so why not?
Are you expecting an apology out of me?
No, I'm not asking.
You looked me right in my eye.
I never asked Boomer for an apology for throwing that pick to Eric Allen.
Boomer's not here. I'm the only Jet in the room. Okay. You looked me right in my eyes, Peter, and you're
asked me why I would sit out of the game. If
you
I'm
want a sorry out of me, Peter?
No, I don't want a sorry out of you. Willie, there's plenty of Jets I would ask for an apology before you.
Like who?
Richard Todd.
Never heard of him. No, I have him. Yeah. I'm missing.
He's like the old lady in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Just came right at you.
And Mark Gastineau.
Why Gastineau?
For roughing Bernie Kosar, screwing up the Browns playoff game.
Yeah. Schematics.
Herm Edwards.
Why Herm?
For having Chad Pennington take the knee in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah. Okay. So, listen, there's a long list of players before I would ask you for an apology.
Okay.
But, yeah, I would sit out. If I have tickets to the game and I was planning on going, I'm going to go.
Nice.
There you go. As long as I could possibly get there. Justin Shackle here on The Fan. The Angels beat the Yankees 9-4. Did you think you did anything in your Jet career that would warrant an apology?
Yeah, I was not even playing in a game, and I cost the team a penalty. Yeah, it was Giants versus Jets. I wasn't even suited up. I was injured. I got into a little verbal altercation with Dominique Rogers Cromartie.
Did you really?
Yeah, and Todd Bowles was the coach at the time. And, yeah, so the ref's standing there, and we had some unchristian-like words to say to each other. They threw a flag, and it was against the guys on the field. Thank God the next play, Bilal Powell catches a middle screen, takes it to the house. But I remember when Todd, but there was like, hey, he's like, why are we getting a penalty? And he's like, oh, whoever this guy is over here, he's over here mouthing off. He's out of the box. He did something. And Todd Bowles looked at me. I swear to God. It like if he had laser beams coming out of his eye. If he wanted to split me in half, he could have. And he was just like, I was just like. And then, by the way, it was even worse. They don't allow the injured guys to be on the sideline.
Right.
They prefer them away.
And you were down on the sideline.
And I cost the team a penalty. So that was a
funny
low,
you say that about
that was
Bowles,
a low
though.
Point.
You could have been in the suite having prime rib.
No, they just chicken finger in the root beer. That's what they.
You say that about Bowles. I will tell you the perception of Bowles is that soft and
no.
Didn't yell because that's how he portrayed himself and soft spoken with the media.
Two different
and,
human beings,
right? And none of us ever saw that.
Yeah, but it's weird. Like he protected us from the media.
Right.
We have, you know, but behind closed doors, he got
after you.
Yeah, 100%.
Interesting.
Angels beat the Yankees 9-4. Nestor Cortez allowed 6 runs, 9 hits over 4 2/3 innings. Anthony Volpe fouling a ball off his foot in the second inning. Left in the 8th, since Boomer and Gio are not here, I can give you manager Aaron Boone with an update after the game.
X-ray's negative, and he's pretty good spirits right now, so we'll just treating it as a contusion right now. So hopefully everything's all right.
He stayed in the game for much of it, right? It was
it was 9-1. They got him out of there. So
it's weird. Bruised. And he has like a shin guard. Like you think that thing would be protected somehow? Like there's like an ankle protection over.
Yep.
It's still
but not all of it. Apparently.
Yeah.
Jazz Chisholm, Oswaldo Cabrera, homers for the Yankees, who remain in a tie with the Orioles for first place in the AL East. Now to Denver, series finale between the Mets and the Rockies.
1-1. Vientos gets into one to left field. Hilliard racing back to the track. At the wall, it is gone. 8 rows back in left. Mark Vientos turns on a ball, jumps it into left, and the Mets are now up 7-0 in the 5th.
That's actually a really
against
good
the
pitch,
Colorado
though.
Rockies.
That pitch is down and away.
Yeah.
He goes and gets it and still pulls it to left field. Pretty good.
That's
pretty
good. Pitcher can say he threw a good pitch.
He did throw a good
had
pitch.
Had to go down there and get it.
Yeah.
Keith Redd on WCBS 880. Pete Alonso hit 2 home runs, had 3 RBI.
Chris,
in the
Mets. This game started too. Double, double, double home run. Like, good morning. That is some start for the Rockies pitcher. And even the outs that they got were hit hard.
Yeah.
Like, they were on them. It's pretty good.
Mets take the rubber game from the Rockies, winning 9-1 at Coors Field. David Peterson allowed a run and 4 hits while striking out 5 over 5 innings. Summed up what it was like to pitch at Coors Field.
Fun to finally do it. You know, I kind of missed it every time before this. And so fun to finally go out there and pitch here. And always good to have family
By
and friends
way,
in the stands.
Yes, great. Did you see... no, I don't mean it that way. Eddie, have you heard... I don't know if I saw this wrong. Maybe I heard Tommy talking about it. Coors Field was built on a prehistoric graveyard.
I didn't know that.
I had not heard that. You're talking about indigenous...
dinosaur fossils.
Oh.
Like T-Rex?
Like prehistoric.
Not human.
No, not human. Like dinosaur fossils.
Yeah, well, I mean...
So that means they've had to dig up.
That they know it, though. Like the field is right over it. So
but
you,
those,
I thought you
they've,
would know. Okay.
They've already been excavated then?
I don't know. I meant to look it
must
up.
Have
it just,
been.
I just jarred a thought when he was talking about Colorado, and then I looked at you. I figured you would know if anybody in the room.
Well, there are fossils in that area for sure.
Yeah, all right. But that was odd. Okay. Go ahead, Pete.
They could have had Steve Gelbs go do a feature on it.
Yes, they could have.
That's true.
Steve Gelbs.
The White Sox fired manager Pedro Grifol and named former All-Star outfielder Grady Sizemore as his interim replacement. Now on High Heat on MLB Network
yesterday,
Christopher Mad Dog Russo had some choice words for White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf.
I've been on the radio
for 43 years. You think I've won more than 6 rating books? Go look it up. Enough already. You gotta do better than this. This is and remember, I know he won 6 championships with the Bulls. He can thank Rod Thorne for that, because Thorne drafted Jordan because Portland drafted Sam Bowie before that. And if it wasn't for Thorne before he owned the team, they never would have won anything.
Chris making some really poignant points there.
It was all facts.
All facts.
No lies.
And he goes on with more from there.
Jordan's the reason they won the 6. Not because of Jerry Krause. Because of Jordan and Thorne, who drafted Jordan. Simple as that. So if you look at it from that standpoint, you can make an argument the last 80-something years, they've done nothing combined for Jerry. I mean, Jerry, how about, I don't want to hear from Chris Getz at 12:30. I'm not interested. Because you are the owner. You own the team. You have not had a lot of success. I understand you won a championship.
How long is this going for?
Hallelujah.
Okay. Good. Hallelujah. Yeah. This was Joe's point the other day, is that the White Sox are probably one of the worst franchises ever.
Yeah.
And not surprised by any of it. Yes.
No. So okay.
Rocky's mascot, Dinger, Eddie, is named for the Dinosaur Bone Foundation found during stadium construction. So that's what it was.
All right.
Not as much as I thought it was.
The more you know.
The more you know. Yeah. I wonder, did they dig everything up then once they realized
I guess as far down as they had to go to build the stadium. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. That was interesting. All right, good.
Let's go to preseason football. Giants and the Lions at MetLife Stadium.
Inches away from the goal line. Ball in the right hash. DeVito under center. Gray is the lone back. Takes the snap. Give to Gray. Sails right through the middle of the line. Into the end zone. It's a touchdown. The second rushing touchdown of the night for Eric Gray.
That was Chris Corino here on The Fan. Giants over the Lions 14-3. Gray, as you heard, with 2 touchdowns.
When it comes to, you know, the speed of the game, I was prepared, you know. We had joint practices, we had OTAs, you know, we had training camp and everything. So I was a lot more prepared than I even thought I would be. So when I was out there, like, the game speed wasn't even, like, too much.
Good for him. That's great. He had a great night. A really good night.
Yeah, I mean, it's expected. You're going against the 2s. Aiden Hutchinson was.
Well, he could have had a crappy night. He actually went out there and performed.
Yeah, I don't want to.
You just did.
I did. I didn't mean to poo-poo on his night. I just, he's not a rookie. You
know? I understand. He had a nice night.
He had a job.
He can feel good about himself today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Head coach Brian Daboll liked what he saw from the defense.
Just the overall standard of which they played with, you know, stopping them down there in the red zone a few times, the level of energy that they had, tackling. You know, we had that pick, unfortunately. They got it back from us. It would be a good learning experience. I thought we played physical. You know, and that's something that, you know, we want to try to be as a physical football team.
Many of the Giants starters, including Daniel Jones, did not play. Drew Lock started, had a hip injury, left in the first quarter. Tommy DeVito came in, 8 of 15, 92 yards, and they did not target first-round pick Malik Nabers at all in the game. The Jets held a combined practice with the Commanders yesterday. No Aaron Rodgers because of the wet stuff yesterday. Did not participate, but as we find out from head coach Robert Saleh, Rodgers really wanted to get on the field.
He pushed back. He wanted to go, but it's just not... In the grand scheme of things, we're trying to keep forward thinking with regards to week one, and we got a long wait for that, and he'll have other opportunities coming up with Carolina and the Giants.
And I know you got to protect the player from himself, but I also love the fact that he wants to be out there and is pushing hard to do so.
How about we try that tomorrow? I can understand why you didn't participate yesterday. It's raining, but bodies flying around. You don't need something to happen to you coming off an Achilles. But tomorrow would be a great time for you to go out there and just throw a couple passes to see what it looks like.
We're in agreement on that. I'm totally with you.
So,
would you take a shot at the get in the door price on the secondary market of $5 to get in the door for the small chance you might see Aaron Rodgers throw a couple of passes?
No, but I would go just because it's $5.
$5, yeah.
Right.
Like, $5. Why not? If you're not doing anything, it's going to be a beautiful night tomorrow. Or actually, it's at
12 o'clock.
Game, right?
12 o'clock game tomorrow.
Which is weird. Why wouldn't it be at night?
Well, they started, so the last couple of years, they've started staggering these start times. Maybe it's for TV, for NFL Network. I don't know. But they got games like the Cowboys are 4:30 Sunday.
Oh, really?
Which is weird. The Jets are noon tomorrow. There's games, I think, throughout the course of the day, Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, it's a little different than it's been in the past. But yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Are they trying to do like dress rehearsals for the season? Like, you know, starting the game a little earlier? You know,
I have no idea.
in the routine of playing a 1 o'clock game?
I don't know. But in reference to Aaron Rodgers, I just, like I said, we talked about it. I think he should definitely be out there. But I think it's more to build a continuity with the five that he's never played with, meaning the offensive line.
Yep.
So as many live reps he can get with those guys, it's going to make for a better opener.
There was no Aaron Rodgers, but Mike Williams was out there practicing yesterday for the first time.
It felt good. I'm working off to the side for some time now just to do individuals with the group. It felt good. Yeah, it's putting on shoulder pads, you know, running with the guys. Felt good.
So good to see him out there, and looks like he might be on track to play week one.
He's a guy I wouldn't have had out there. You know what I mean? He's coming off a hamstring.
And his first time out is in the rain.
That's a guy I would be like, hey, let's hold that back. Let's hold him back one more day.
Why are certain things so easy for us to see? So
Jerry, I don't understand. Like, some things are just, it makes sense when you say it.
You know what I mean?
Here's a guy coming off a hamstring.
Yeah.
You know he's a big factor for the Jets because if you get him on the outside, that opens up Garrett Wilson, who was damn near unguardable yesterday. And on top of that, there's another kid we got who hopefully we can unleash him, Jason Bromley out of Missouri. Catches the ball.
I loved him in camp last year.
I love everything about him. If we get those guys going, on top of the young fellow we got out of Western Kentucky, like, we have something here. So there's, all right, let's save Aaron Rodgers. Fine, it's raining. But let's not save Mike Williams, who hasn't done anything all day.
Yeah, it's weird. It doesn't make any sense, by the way,
to unlock Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
You are not wrong.
It's not hard, people.
At the Garden yesterday, Knicks captain, new captain, Jalen Brunson met with reporters. He was asked about his contract extension and taking less money to help the Knicks with the salary cap.
I think about every decision I make, and I'm completely comfortable with what I've done. Obviously, I'm well off. Myself and my family were obviously well off, so that's first and foremost. But I want to win. I want to win here.
This guy's awesome.
This guy. There's got to be something about this guy that's not awesome.
Yeah, he beats hamsters.
My God. That's right. Something like that.
He stepped on an ant once.
He just says everything the right way. So.
But Jerry, to your point, we talked about, he plays like it, too.
He plays
through the injuries. He's a team-first guy. The rapport he's built with DiVincenzo and obviously Josh Hart, it speaks volumes. He's never a guy who's going to out anybody in the locker room. He's always going to be what I could have done better. He's that guy. And it's good to have that, right? In a league that's all about me, right? For Christ's sakes, we pay more attention to how these guys dress the game than what they do actually on the court.
That is very true.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So to see a guy in New York City where the microscope is so tight and it's on every athlete that wears a jersey in the city, he's a guy that does it the right way. And by the way, who is he paying homage to? Derek Jeter. You know, one of our great captains of the city. So We love to glorify guys for the wrong reason. This is a guy we should glorify because he does everything the right way.
100%.
We'll see you next hour, Peter. Thank you very much. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. It is Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Coming up, how old is too old to have a child? Well, it's up to you, I suppose, but we will get into that with Willie. Also, we will get into the baseball coming up soon and Craig Carton in the 9 o'clock hour as he gets set for his big weekend with Susan, Yankees, Rangers, Stadium, right here on the Fan.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, nice to have you with us. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the Ford Tough Studio. Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. 888-808-1019. I promise we'll get to the baseball in a couple of minutes. We'll get to Craig Carton real quick on that. And we will talk to Craig at 9:20-ish about his big three-game weekend. I did see, Al, someone hit us up on Twitter about the forecast. I'm not saying they're not playing, but I will tell you that forecast is not the best.
Not welcoming.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be just windy.
Yeah.
But it looks like in the Bronx rain.
And it also looked like the percentage of rain was in the 70s.
Maybe 80s.
Dude, could we get a doubleheader tomorrow? Could you imagine? Because here's the deal. They're not going to cancel this game at 3 o'clock.
No.
They're going to try and play it.
They're going to play.
Rangers have been sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
That means Craig's going to have to be at Yankee Stadium by 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Perhaps they wait around. They don't play. He's going to have to go home and then would have to be there tomorrow.
He doesn't have to go home.
Well, I guess he could get a hotel and stay, but he's going to go home. He'll go home. And then what would likely be a day-night doubleheader, which would be game at 1, game at 7, which would be get there at 10. 10 and leave at 11 to come back on Sunday for a 1 o'clock game. Now, as much as I wished that, no, I shouldn't say I wish, that's not fair. As much as it would have been fun to see Gio stuck in a beach house this week, this would be pretty interesting too. So,
yeah, especially if it's your first time doing a Yankee game.
On top of that.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Right. The anxiety he's got, because I think everybody, your first game, there's some level of anxiety. I think there has to be.
How could it not?
Right.
Yeah. This is the Yankees. I mean, this is it.
Like, well, on top of it, it's the Yankees.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to sit around all day waiting for it. Because once the first inning comes and goes, you find you settle in, but you got to get there. He could end up sitting around all day, not having that first inning, and then having to think in his mind 18 innings tomorrow with a two-hour gap in between.
And then he knows New York's listening. Like,
oh, he
if
knows
New York
that.
Has not been paying attention, they will be paying right. attention.
We will all be judging you.
There is no question. Like, Boomer can't wait to play these clips on Monday. And I don't mean the good ones. I mean the ones that are, well, a little out there, which they might be. We'll see.
I think he's going to kill it.
Oh, he's really great.
I think there's probably some nerves right now.
But if it's a rain delay, you know, and he's trying to fill some time. Susan, let me show you how I take a card out of an orange.
Hey, he is very good like that. That is true. But he might have some time to kill tonight for sure. Real quick, because I saw this in the paper, and this is nothing that we haven't seen before. It's just every time I see the headline, I'm like, man, what is that like? So I saw, and granted, the guy's got a lot of money. I think he's a billionaire. But I saw a billionaire, I think 69 years old, with 36-year-old fiance or girlfriend.
Oh, good for him.
Expecting their first child. Now, you are 40-ish? 40?
41. Turned 41 in April.
You've got young kids.
Yeah, I have a 4- and 3-year-old.
All good. You're right in that window. Could you imagine doing that near 70?
No, I wouldn't even look to, though.
Well, like, I wouldn't either, but sometimes...
I'm a billionaire?
Sometimes things happen.
Well, I can understand from his standpoint, he has to leave the money to somebody, right? Who gets the money if he's a billionaire? If he has no kids?
You would leave it to your... Well, you
you're not
going to
pass it on to your cousins.
No, a lot of people pass it on to charities in a lot of cases.
I get it. But you've worked this. You've worked your tail off to pass it back.
Yeah.
So I imagine, well, he has to pass it back to somebody. That's my way of thinking.
You ever do the math in your head?
As far as...
Like when your kids were born, did you ever think, all right, so I'm 18, oh my God, 18, I'm going to be 56.
No.
You've never done that.
Not until you just said it.
I'm sorry.
It made me.
All right, like when your kids are going to be 25 or 30 and thinking to get married, like, damn, I'll be in my 60s. You've never done, for real.
No, I haven't, because my wife always says I'm going to die before her.
That's nice.
Yeah.
She's probably like, not wrong, but.
She goes, Willie, you're out of here. Like, I just want to give you the heads up. She's like, you're definitely dying before. I'm like, why? She's like, you ever seen you walk up the stairs? I was like, what does that mean? She's like, you're not in the best shape. I was like, I'm in great shape. She's like,
But you're getting there.
I'm getting there.
Like, from your playing days.
I'm
kind of
like, I've cleaned up my diet, much like have you.
Okay.
Like you have. So
your top playing weight was what? As an offensive lineman?
Like my prime weight?
Yeah, yeah.
I was probably 330.
And you are. 250s now?
No, hell no.
I'm 320?
No,
three.
I'm in the threes.
Oh, you are still.
Yeah, yeah. I always believe you got to have that weight where people, they look at you like, I don't know if I could take him yet. And I mean, you got to keep that doubt in mind. People's
oh,
minds.
You have that in spades, by the way. Right.
You so walk in the room, we see you.
As long as I can keep that in people's minds, I feel good. I do want to drop down. My goal is to probably in another 2 months be down to 300.
Okay. Because the size, forget that, just your height. When you walk into a room, people know you're in the room.
But Jared, the problem is I've played with a lot of guys who are just massive men. And then they lose the weight. And they have these kids. And their kids are now big. Right? And so now dad has gotten smaller. And the kid's gotten bigger. And there's only one piece of chicken. You know what I mean? I will forever, shout out to Chris Rock, I will forever have the big piece of chicken. So I have to keep myself in somewhat. So my son, because my dad was tall.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's side of family were more wider. They were more the barrel-chested, big back guys. So okay. I'm kind of caught in between. But my son is, I think he's going to be built like my dad. He's going to probably be long and kind of that boxer's look. And I know there's going to be a day, Jerry. You have sons.
I do. They're both bigger than me.
There's going to be a day like, Dad, you throw out the trash. And I'm like, no.
Oh, that's happened already.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So I have to be ready for that confrontation. Because it's coming. So.
But you're in a good spot, though, because of your size. So you just want to tighten up, bulk up.
I just want to tighten up, lean up a little bit. You know, just keep it hot enough that the wife, you know, allows me back in the bedroom.
I understand.
What do you bench press at your when you were at your max bench press ability?
That is the most Caucasian question I've received.
Is it really?
Yeah. Every Caucasian man that sees me, he was like, so what's the most you bench, Willie?
That's a Craig Carton question. That's a Craig Carton staple of any interview.
Can you give me 12? The most I've ever benched was 575.
575.
And that was coming off a torn tricep.
Torn tricep.
Yeah.
What's the most you've ever benched?
I had problems when I had a 45 plate on each side.
Which is 135,
I think.
Were
you warming up on curls?
No, I could never, like, you go to the gym sometimes, you go to the machines, like the Nautilus machine, you feel like, oh, I got, this is a decent amount of weight.
What do you mean machines?
Well, like a Nautilus machine where you put the pin in the machine.
Yeah, I've never done, everything's free weights.
Oh, okay.
The machine when I do some toning, but.
Yeah, when you put the pin in the machine, you could do a lot more weight, and then you go, well, let me try that on the bench press. No chance.
You seem like you're like the water bottle and tower over the shoulder type guy. Those guys.
Towel over the shoulder,
yeah,
for sure.
Definitely those guys.
Yeah.
How much?
Those guys annoy me. Get rid of the towel. It's okay to sweat.
He's walked out and doesn't sweat.
I don't sweat when I go to the gym.
He also goes in
you
jeans.
Don't sweat out. Why no. is this?
I don't work hard, though.
In your heyday, how much could you squat?
The most I've ever squatted was seven something.
Yeah. And the most, I'm not making fun of him. He says it himself. The most Al could squat is his shoulders.
So when I went to
Al, did you participate in any sports? What, baseball, soccer?
Little League baseball. Very good.
Well,
not good, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, that's why you're here.
He had a hitless year.
You had a hitless year?
I mean, I hit the ball. Just
what does that mean?
So it's people there. It's like you got to hit it where they ain't. Like every time I hit the ball, even if I hit it solid, it's like a shortstop right there.
So my next
position.
Do you have one proud moment in your athletic career?
Yes. I think I was probably 12 or 13. I was terrible.
Yeah.
And we were playing in a playoff game, Little League Baseball, and I came up with the bases loaded against a monster pitcher everyone was afraid of, including myself. I somehow put a ball in the gap, cleared the bases, and we won the game. It might have been my only hit all year.
Yeah, how about that?
And that's it.
And you know what's crazy about all that? When he plays third base, when we used to play softball,
okay,
very good.
See?
Very good. Reactionary, made most, not all, not, not, most of us don't, but made most of the plays and looked.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, nice to have you with us. Coming up at 8 o'clock. Built Ford Tough Studio. Willie and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. 888-808-1019. I promise we'll get to the baseball in a couple of minutes. We'll get to Craig Carton real quick on that. And we will talk to Craig at 9:20-ish about his big three-game weekend. I did see, Al, someone hit us up on Twitter about the forecast. I'm not saying they're not playing. But I will tell you, that forecast is not the best.
Not welcoming.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be just windy.
Yeah.
But it looks like in the Bronx rain.
And it also looked like the percentage of rain is in the 70s.
Maybe 80s.
Dude, could we get a doubleheader tomorrow? Could you imagine? Because here's the deal. They're not going to cancel this game at 3 o'clock.
No.
They're going to try and play it.
They're going to play.
Rangers have been sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
That means Craig's going to have to be at Yankee Stadium by 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Perhaps they wait around. They don't play. He's going to have to go home and then would have to be there tomorrow.
He doesn't have to go home.
Well, I guess he could get a hotel and stay, but he's going to go home. He'll go home. And then what would tomorrow would likely be a day-night doubleheader, which would be game at 1, game at 7, get there at 10 and leave at 11 to come back on Sunday for a 1 o'clock game. Now, as much as I wished that, no, I shouldn't say I wish, that's not fair. As much as it would have been fun to see Gio stuck in a beach house this week, this would be pretty interesting too. So,
yeah, especially if it's your first time doing a Yankee game.
On top of that.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Right. The anxiety he's got, because I think everybody, your first game, there's some level of anxiety. I think there has to be.
How could it not?
Right.
Yeah. This is the Yankees. I mean, this is it.
Like, on top of it, it's the Yankees.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to sit around all day waiting for it. Because once the first inning comes and goes, you find you settle in, but you got to get there. He could end up sitting around all day, not having that first inning, and then having to think in his mind 18 innings tomorrow with a two-hour gap in between.
And then he knows New York's listening. Like,
oh, he
if
knows
New York
that.
Has not been paying attention, they will be paying attention.
We will all be judging you.
There is no question. Like, Boomer can't wait to play these clips on Monday. And I don't mean the good ones. I mean the ones that are, well, a little out there, which they might be. We'll see.
I think he's going to kill it.
Oh, he's really going to do great.
I think there's probably some nerves right now.
But if it's a rain delay, you know, and he's trying to fill some time. Susan, let me show you how I take a card out of an orange.
Hey, he is very good like that. That is true. But he might have some time to kill tonight for sure. Real quick, because I saw this in the paper, and this is nothing that we haven't seen before. It's just every time I see the headline, I'm like, man, what is that like? So I saw, and granted, the guy's got a lot of money. He's a billionaire. But I saw a billionaire, I think 69 years old, with 36-year-old fiance or girlfriend.
Oh, good for him.
Expecting their first child. Still now, 100. You are 40-ish? 40?
41. Turned 41 in April.
You've got young kids.
Yeah, I have a 4 and a 3-year-old.
All good. You're right in that window. Could you imagine doing that near 70?
No, I wouldn't even look to, though.
Well, I wouldn't either, but sometimes things happen.
Well, I can understand from his standpoint, he has to leave the money to somebody, right? Who gets the money if he's a billionaire? If he has no kids?
You would leave it to
you're not going to pass it on to your cousins.
No, a lot of people pass it on to charities in a lot of cases.
I get it. But you've worked this, you've worked your tail off to pass it back.
Yeah.
So I imagine, well, he has to pass it back to somebody. That's my way of thinking.
Do you ever do the math in your head?
As far as?
Like when your kids were born, did you ever think, all right, so I'm 30, so when I'm 18, oh my God, 18, I'm going to be 56.
No.
You've never done that.
Not until you just said it.
I'm sorry.
It made me.
All right, like when your kids are going to be 25 or 30 and thinking to get married, like, damn, I'll be in my 60s. You've never done, for real.
No, I haven't, because my wife always says I'm going to die before.
That's nice.
Yeah.
She's probably like, not wrong, but.
She goes, Willie, you're out of here. Like, I just want to give you the heads up. She's like, you're definitely dying before. I'm like, why? She's like, you ever seen you walk up the stairs? I was like, what does that mean? She's like, oh, you're not in the best shape. I was like, I'm in great shape. She's like, ah.
But you're getting there.
I'm getting there.
Like, from your playing days.
I'm
kind of
like, I've cleaned up my diet, much like have you.
Okay.
Like you have. So
your top playing weight was what? As an offensive lineman?
Like my prime weight?
Yeah.
I was probably 330.
And you are 250s now?
No. Hell no.
Hell no.
I'm 320?
No. Or three?
I'm in the threes.
Oh, you are still?
Yeah. I still. I always believe you got to have that weight where people, they look at you like, I don't know if I could take him yet. And I mean, you got to keep that doubt in mind.
You have that in spades, by the way. Right.
You so walk in the room, keep we that, see you.
Well, as long as I can keep that in people's minds, I feel good. I do want to drop down. My goal is to probably in another 2 months be down to 300.
Okay. Because the size, forget that, just your height. When you walk into a room, people know you're in the room.
But Jared, the problem is I've played with a lot of guys who are just massive men. And then they lose the weight, and they have these kids, and their kids are now big, right? And so now dad has gotten smarter, and the kid's gotten bigger, and there's only one piece of chicken. I will forever. You know what I mean? I will forever, shout out to Chris Rock, I will forever have the big piece of chicken. So I have to keep myself in somewhat. So my son, because my dad was tall.
Mm-hmm.
My mother's side of the family were more wider. They were more the barrel-chested, big back guys. So okay. I'm kind of caught in between. But my son is, I think he's going to be built like my dad. He's going to probably be long and kind of that boxer's look. And I know there's going to be a day, Jerry. You have sons.
I do. They're both bigger than me.
There's going to be a day where, like, Dad, you throw out the trash. And I'm like, no.
Oh, that's happened already.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So I have to be ready for that confrontation. Because it's coming. So.
But you're in a good spot, though, because of your size. So you just want to tighten up, bulk up.
I just want to tighten up, lean up a little bit, you know, just keep it hot enough that the wife, you know, allows me back in the bedroom.
I understand.
Gotcha. What do you bench press at your... when you were at your max bench press ability?
That is the most Caucasian question I ever see.
Is it really?
Yeah. Every Caucasian man that sees me, he's like, so what's the most you bench, Willie?
That's a Craig Carton question. That's a Craig Carton staple of any interview. Can you give me 12?
The most I've ever benched was 575.
575.
And that was coming off a torn tricep.
Torn tricep.
Yeah.
What's the most you've ever benched?
I had problems when I had a 45 plate on each side.
Which is 135,
Were you warming up on curls?
No, I could never, like, you go to the gym sometimes, you go to the machines, like the Nautilus machine, you feel like, oh, I got, this is a decent amount of weight.
What do you mean machines?
Well, like a Nautilus machine where you put put the pin in the machine.
Yeah, I've never done everything's free weights.
Okay, because
done the machine when I do some toning, but.
Yeah, when you put the pin in the machine, you could do a lot more weight, and then you go, well, let me try that on the bench press. No chance.
You seem like you're like the water bottle and towel over the shoulder type guy. Those guys.
Towel over the shoulder,
yeah,
for sure.
Definitely those guys.
Yeah.
How much?
Those guys annoy me. Get rid of the towel. It's okay to sweat.
He's walked out and doesn't sweat.
I don't sweat when I go to the gym.
He also goes in
you
jeans.
You don't sweat out. Why is this?
I don't work hard enough.
In your heyday, how much could you squat?
The most I've ever squatted was seven something.
Yeah. And the most, I'm not making fun of him. He says it himself. The most Al could squat is his shoulders.
So when I went to the...
Al, did you participate in any sports? What, baseball, soccer?
Little League baseball. Not baseball. Very good.
Well,
not good, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, that's why you're here.
He had a hitless year.
You had a hitless year?
I mean, I hit the ball. Just
what does that mean?
So it's people there. It's like you got to hit it where they ain't. Like every time I hit the ball, even if I hit it solid, it's like a shortstop right there.
So my next
position.
Do you have one proud moment in your athletic career?
Yes. I think I was probably 12 or 13. I was terrible.
Yeah.
And we were playing in a playoff game, Little League Baseball, and I came up with the bases loaded against a monster pitcher everyone was afraid of, including myself. I somehow put a ball in the gap, cleared the bases, and we won the game. It might have been my only hit all
that?
Year.
Yeah. How about that?
And that's it.
And you know what's crazy about all that? When he plays third base, when we used to play softball,
okay.
Very good.
See?
Very good. Reactionary, made most, not all, not, most of us don't, but made most of the plays and looked.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.